USF Tampa, students marched across campus. They ended their march at the Marshall Student Services Center, where they staged a sit-in demanding restored funding. Trey Dahl is a senior at USF Tampa. He said budget cuts and tuition increases have already affected the cost of his education.
For me personally, yeah. My first semester here at USF, I actually received $2,000 spending money, you know, free of charge, and everything else was paid for, fees, tuition, everything. Now in my last semester at USF, for this semester, I owed $1,200. So in last semester, I think it was around $1,000. So yeah, it is becoming a big deal, considering in just 4 years. Considering when I entered this university, I had 100% bright futures. I still have 100% bright futures, but now I'm paying $1,200 to go to class.
USF Tampa is facing a $35 million net loss of state funding. Even though that figure is down from the original proposal that included a cut of almost $80 million, the impacts may still force USF Tampa to raise tuition. At a press conference today, John Rammel, vice chair of the USF Board of Trustees, called hikes all but inevitable.
When you look at the reserves, and as John Long said, whatever we do, we're not going to totally spend down the reserves. That would not be prudent. We have to go into, you know, keep a reserve because we don't know what's going to happen the next year, and we don't know what's going to break and what's going to come before us. You know, we are being put in the position of having no choice but to raise tuition. At what level, I don't know. We haven't analyzed that. But that is the, you know, very obvious position we're being put in.
And before a rally at the St. Petersburg campus, alumnus Chuck Turgeon invited students and supporters to give video testimony about how cuts to higher education impacted them. Turgeon said he's heard from numerous students that are afraid more tuition hikes may be coming. The cost of tuition is already making some spread classes out over longer time frames. But he added students haven't been the only ones feeling the belt tighten.
Professors have been replaced with adjuncts or traveling professors, especially when they retire. But then there's also been, rumors of layoffs. Staff, I've heard from a secretary that she's doing two people's job. I also heard from a department that they had grad students look on Craigslist and get a copier for their department for free that works sometimes. And that's no way to run a university.
USF St. Pete's portion of the $400 million slash across all 11 state universities isn't as much as her big sister. But after lawmakers agreed to restore some of the funding originally slated to be taken from USF Tampa, St. Pete's went from losing less than $1 million to more than $2 million. Pam Muller is a professor in the College of Marine Science at the St. Pete campus. She's holding a portion of her class this afternoon outside so students can see what is being done to stop the funding cuts.
They are hurting our ability to provide education for the people of Florida and people of other throughout the United States, because we're a major Research One university and we want to do good things for the whole United States.
And reductions in education spending have also been impacting K-12 public schools. Bruce Nissen is a member of the United Faculty of Florida. The group advocates for higher education, but he's also concerned about public schools who largely feed Florida state universities.
Last year, our governor took $1.3 billion out of the general education budget. This year, he gave back about $1 billion of it and pretends like that's an increase in support for education. It's still a cut of three-tenths of $1 billion to education. Education funding has only been going down for quite some time. It's going to continue to until we change the priorities.
Students want state legislators to find ways to raise revenue instead. At both rallies, students called on lawmakers to cut from the top 1% instead of from education. Nissen said there are plenty of ways to avoid cutting funding to essential state programs.
I think they could, one, stop giving greater tax breaks to corporations. Two, they could close an awful lot of the tax loopholes that we've got right now. Many, many things go untaxed. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's not a budget expert or a tax expert in the country that thinks our tax system makes any sense whatsoever. This is larded with loopholes that special interests have bought, and that's the kind of thing that should be done to raise more revenue so we can have an adequate infrastructure, including an adequate education system in this state, to make this a world-class state.
Organizers of the events in Tampa and St. Pete said about 60 groups around the country were planning events to speak out about funding cuts to all public education. Those events include walkouts, teach-ins, marches, and rallies. The march in Tampa drew about 150 students and supporters, including some from Occupy Tampa, who stand in solidarity with students. It was part of a statewide movement initiated by the Florida Alliance for Student Action. Students from Florida State University will be marching into downtown Tallahassee as members of their Board of Trustees meet with legislators. Events were also planned at four other state universities. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.